Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, let me see if I can get this straight on the bit we're doing here.
Interpret this bit,
because according to White Cheddar, and what was supposed to happen was Justin was going to come in here and say, hey, give us a call if you screwed up at work. And you want to share your story?
And maybe we can help you get out of it.
Yeah, maybe we can help you out, get out of it.
Way through.
And then Justin's cousin goes and gets in a fight with some guy and punches him and gets arrested. And then Justin...
He changed everything.
But we're still doing the one call thing.
Try. All I want.
That's the Backstreet Boys, Kelly.
That is not
that's
really.
The Backstreet. Yeah, that's new Backstreet Boys.
New? Well,
latest Backstreet Boys.
I was just thinking about who of you guys I would call if I got arrested. I know we've kind of touched on this. And my thing is, JC would be the less judgmental of all of you.
Oh, yeah.
But you never answer your phone. And neither does Al.
Oh, text me, girl.
Kelly, I think, would be reliable. Oh. And she'd scold me the whole way home.
Oh,
but
the
at least
whole
she,
way.
I know she has the monies.
But I would do it.
You would do
I
it.
I would get you.
Okay.
You know what
and
I do?
I would do it
but
for
I
any
would
of you.
Give
and
you
I'm always.
Stern talking to.
And I'm always available
I know.
To y'all.
I always answer the FaceTime, though. So if you can
do?
Get, oh, yeah, every time. Because that's a new cool thing.
Okay, we have to get into that later.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, rail, maybe when this falls apart.
I can't FaceTime from the pen.
Falls apart.
Yeah. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A couple texts from Kid Nation members. Okay. Literally a couple. I called in and was giving my story, and Justin hung up on me. Can you help
what?
Me out?
No.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, he has a limited amount of time that he has to kind of weed through these
of
phone
course.
Calls.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's,
sorry.
He does have some phone calls lined up for
so,
us.
Okay. So he chose these.
He knows okay. what he's looking for.
Yes.
All right.
He's
so
a hand
this is perfect.
From Justin.
All right. Aaron and my wife, Kinsey, may have something in common. Aaron, what did you do?
I need a travel agent or a loan or something. I was supposed to fly home for my dad's surprise retirement party and accidentally inverted my arrival and my departure time. So now instead of flying, I am driving for 12 hours.
Oh, man. When is the party?
It's at 4 o'clock today.
Oh,
you're already on the road then.
We woke up at 4 a.m.
Oh,
so you're already driving. Well, our advice is just keep driving.
Nope. I've heard the murder podcast people keep telling me to listen to. It's
my favorite
really
murder.
My favorite murder is really captivating. And
or
I had a long
after
drive.
Our show.
Or a sandwich and some lovin's podcast.
I was thinking some sandwich and some
there
lovin'.
There you go.
Yeah, you're in luck, Aaron, because we're going to give you a little tidbit of a sandwich and some lovin' here in about 20 minutes.
You know, honestly, my tip for long road trips, because we used to drive like 18 hours to get home for summer vacation, is I would eat crunchy things. If you're chewing something crunchy, that seems to kind of wake you up. Chewing gum doesn't work. It has to be something like crunchy.
Yeah.
Chips?
That's my tip.
Maybe.
We've got Pringles and granola.
There you go.
Perfect.
Crunch.
Pringles.
Crunch.
Pringle still needs to come up with that push-up can.
Like a push-up pop?
Yeah, so that you can actually get to the bottom of the chips without getting all the crumbs everywhere.
You know, just dump it
that
in your
could
face?
That could be Big Al's next business venture.
That could.
Yeah.
And you know what else I would do? I would slap myself across the face as hard as I could stand
it. I do that sometimes.
To keep myself awake.
To keep yourself awake. Who are you with somebody in the car, Aaron?
Yes, my husband was able to get off work, praise God, and he is actually doing the driving right now. We're going from Florida to Louisiana.
Girl.
Oh, man.
How did he handle your screw-up?
He handled it excellently because I called him sobbing like a baby.
That's the way to do it.
Patient.
That's the great advice from Aaron. Always call with tears in your eyes, and the guy.
I can't believe what I did.
We can't get mad at you.
I'm sorry.
And you should be able to listen to our show pretty much the whole way if you kind of play around on the radio stations. We're on in a lot of those cities. On your route, I bet.
We don't stream where we live, and I stream you every morning, and he actually found out when we went through Tallahassee, and
Yay.
So he already won the Best Husband Award 2 times this morning.
Oh, what a... So give his name out. What's his name, Aaron?
His name is Justin.
Justin. Oh, see, that's an MVP, Justin.
There you
right
go.
There.
There you
well
go.
Played,
half
sir.
Half glass full.
And we do have other podcasts as well from the support staff, including Trey's, Nick and Justin have one. Our girl, Kid TV, Anna, has one. Lacey and Amy have one.
I think I'm the only one that doesn't have one. I don't have anything to talk about.
I don't have one yet, Al.
I don't know what to talk about.
I'm in the works.
You're in the works? All right.
I'm in the works.
Okay.
Oh, you want to do one together?
Sure.
Oh, my.
You got to come to the burbs, though.
No. Okay.
You got to come to the burbs.
Drive safely. Y'all have fun at that party.
Thank you, Aaron. Let's go with Alan. We have another Alan on the phone here. Hi, Alan.
Good morning.
That's not how we answer. If your name's Alan, you say.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
There you go.
There you go, buddy. What's up?
What's going on?
I was just wondering how I could help you guys. Did you guys call me?
Because of this bit?
Yes, yes. I'm here to get you out of this bit.
Oh, you're so sweet. You are so sweet, Alan.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Thank you.
So, well, if you need help out of this bit, just call
me. Well, you know what?
Anytime.
Yeah, we're not going to hang up. We're just going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Okay? Just in case.
Hold.
So hold on just a second. Just
Alan called in to get us out of this bit, so he's going to be placed on hold so he can help us on the way out.
Just in case.
He'll have something for us.
This is basically becoming a whatever Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we've only had two calls, so let's give it a little time.
Because we do have whatever Wednesday coming.
I was trying to give her help on the. Because I'm trying to work with the bit. All right, here we go.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, buddy.
It's going great, man. How can
we
help you?
We're a little questionable on how it's going.
Yeah.
We're not really sure.
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to panhandle for money or anything.
Okay.
But my wife and I are new to the area, and I promised her that I would have something planned for our anniversary, for our engagement, which is tonight. And I completely forgot about it, and I need some advice on what are good places in Dallas, swanky places, for a fancy night out so I can wine and dine her to make up for me forgetting.
Albernaz.
There you go. Boom.
Okay.
Yeah. Done.
Awesome. Maybe Kelly can help you get a little table.
If you have trouble getting a reservation, email me, and I will see what I can do for you. KellyRaspberry@yahoo.com.
Thanks, Kelly.
Okay, but you shouldn't have a problem.
Nah.
Yeah,
they're
right.
So great there. And that's where we all
online,
love to go.
Actually.
For every special celebration, that's where we go.
If that falls through, just go to Al's Bar. He'll love
Put on a...
And a big thing of flowers, I find, always works at a time like this. You just put them in front of your face. Like, here.
Yeah.
Here you go.
That could work.
We love them. We love flowers.
Okay, there was his one phone call. We helped.
We helped that one.
All right.
Matt,
look at that.
Matt needs Kelly's help real quick. Hi, Matt.
Good morning. I could have used Kelly's help. It would have been about 10 years ago, but she was nowhere to be found.
I'm sorry. Can I help you now?
Well, everything's smoothed out now, thank goodness. 10 years is plenty of time to fix things.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
He's got something else to talk about, I'm sure.
I appreciate it. A friend of mine had stolen from Walmart, unbeknownst to me, and upon checking out and walking out the store, security quickly detained him, and he snatches off and takes off running, leaving me just kind of in the wind. I had no idea what happened.
Oh, no.
So they escorted me to the back and showed me the camera footage of him stealing and said, you can either pay for what he stole, give us his name, or you'll go to jail for his charges.
So what did
that is not right.
What did you decide to do?
Well, I was 16, so I didn't want to snitch on my friend, so I pulled out the $28 and gave him exactly what I had in my pocket to cover everything that he stole.
Oh,
see,
gosh.
That's a good friend.
That's a good friend, but I don't see how a store can hold.
They can't.
They're just, he's 16, so I think they're trying to scare him into saying
his
name.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I gave them the money, they, of course, let me leave the store unproblemed, but now that previous friend is in jail for armed robbery. So thank goodness we are no longer
friends. Yeah, you learned your lesson. Did he ever pay you back?
No, of course not. He turned to, I guess he needed more money, which is why he decided to rob places.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I will give you your $28 back these years later there.
Look at that.
Matt. Oh, man, you are a character right there. I appreciate that.
Hey, Matt, what did he steal? Do you know what he stole?
Oh, man, don't laugh, but you're going to. He stole a bag of chicken tenders from the deli, a bottle of ranch, a case of assorted candy bars, and a Coca-Cola.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
hungry. Well, hold on.
I think you more than covered his bill with $28.
A case of chicken tenders.
Yeah, hold on, Matt. We'll get you all set up with your payment, and due to interest, I'll go ahead and just give you an even 100, buddy, for being such a good buddy.
Oh, man, you don't have to do all that.
Jeez. He didn't snitch on his boy.
Wow.
What?
He didn't snitch on his boy.
Wow.
And he paid
Walmart.
Oh, man,
you just saved my morning.
Yeah, man, I got you, buddy.
That's our next segment.
Let me give a shout-out real quick, JC.
Yeah?
I called in yesterday as well. My daughter turned 6 years old yesterday. Unfortunately, her mother has not spoke to me in the past 4 years, but she is a beautiful little girl. Her name is Emery Ann Young.
Yeah.
And she is just amazing, and I'll continue doing whatever I can to reach out to you, baby girl. I won't stop.
My man, Matt. Well, you know what? Take some of that money and buy her something nice, okay?
Why don't you take some of that money and help him hook him up with a lawyer that can let him see his daughter?
Maybe I got a couple family attorneys that can help you out, Matt. Okay. I'm going to get your number, man. I'll see if I can help you out, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
All right, bro.
Horrible. You could tell he really...
Yeah, yeah.
That you sense the love there.
So
that's a father's
awful.
Love.
Don't let a man see his kid.
Especially when he wants to be a part of her life. And this is coming from a guy who had his father walk out of his...
Yeah.
Let him see his daughter, please, if you're listening. Hopefully we can help him out.
All right, next up, I'll call for calling JC. I'll give you $100.
No. I'm helping Matt out just because he seems like such a genuine, nice guy.
I'll call up now.
No, notice how he didn't ask me for money out?
Sure.
You went from 28 to 100 really quick.
Real interest, Kelly.
Real quick.
Interest. It's been years since that happened.
Quick.
All right, we got to get into
I don't want that my daughter to know that you get rewarded for not snitching. I want my daughter to snitch.
Well, he was,
you know, I want my daughter
16.
To be like, you know what?
No, what
I'm not. That's right.
Stay
I'm like, I tell my friends, don't you be doing nothing wrong. I'm telling.
Word. I know you.
I'm a snitch.
Word. Right. You would not be getting that $100.
You would not.
I would
not be getting that $100. Nah, maybe. All right. Well, we'll get into a sandwich and some love and what went on last night. And also, how are our t-shirt sales going? We'll talk about it next.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Breaking squirrel news in my neighborhood, by the way, in the burbs.
Yeah.
We don't really have the big trees yet. They're still growing.
Yeah.
I started seeing squirrels running around on my fence.
Squirrels on your fence?
Yeah. I didn't have any squirrels for about a year, and they're starting to show up in my neighborhood.
Well, good.
Because they heard I moved up there.
JC loves squirrels.
I love squirrels.
How's your group going? The
Squirrel Lovers United Together?
Yeah.
We're raising funds for orphan squirrels. If you want to donate. So far, we have $0.
You're doing good work, man.
Thanks, Hal.
Yeah.
Nonprofit, you know. Still making zero profit.
Seriously, nonprofit. Not a dime.
No, I feel you.
Hopefully, we're getting a dime from the t-shirt sales we have.
Okay.
If you go to kidnation.com, you will find 5 t-shirts for sale for $20. That includes shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them was designed by one of us.
Right.
Big Al's got the Tin Can Turkey Man shirt.
Uh-huh. Cluck, cluck. Gobble, gobble. Cluck, cluck.
I have the Brush the Haters Off shirt.
Mine is the theme of The Bachelorette in a world full of Bryans.
Uh-huh.
Hold out for Peter.
Hold out for the Peter.
That's right.
Mine is Big Al's Bumble dating profile. And I'm going to lose the contest, so that's cool.
Well, I don't know, because you're in neck and neck last place with part-time Justin, because he has the bag of groceries sitting on his bottom.
Yeah.
Which he says it's an art piece.
It's a different shirt. I mean, you could take that message however you want.
But we have been selling quite a few, and we do have a little interesting piece of information here to share.
What?
The 500th shirt was sold.
We've sold 500 shirts.
To Madison Lanadier.
Uh-huh.
I guess is how you pronounce her name. Lanadier. Lanadier. Lana Deer, something like that.
In Louisiana.
Anyway.
Probably. Yeah.
And that 500th shirt was part-time Justin's shirt.
Wow.
Groceries.
Really?
Yes.
So we know Justin sold at least one.
It was the 500th one.
Awesome.
Wow.
Very
there
nice.
There you go.
Congratulations to Justin for selling that one.
But the thing is, the proceeds from the sales, it's not just going in our pockets, which is, you know, like I was kind of hoping. But
no,
it's going to help name the music and art therapy room at the Children's Hospital after Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
So
his name will forever live at Children's Hospital, which is, you know, we're really close to them since we do kids every single year. So go buy your shirt, $20.
Please do.
Anna, that's one drink at the club this weekend.
You know what? With the purchase of my shirt, you get a free drink.
you're autographing them as well.
Yes, I am.
I might buy one of your shirts and sit outside your bar and just have people come in, put it on, and go get their free drink.
There you go.
I might have to do that and charge them $5. 50% off. That's
all
how
right.
we do it.
All right.
All right. And we got to get into the podcast, because if you go to kidnation.com as well, we have a bunch of podcasts. Our support staff, all of them have one, ranging from topics like TV, like Anna has, to lifestyles like Lacey and Amy, to debates like Trey, and fun games, which is what Justin and Nick like to do all the time.
Their podcast called Shut Up.
Yeah.
You shut up.
And Kelly and Alan now have a podcast as well.
Yeah, Boss Man George really was wanting us to do it. We put it off, and we finally did it. And now Alan has just embraced the podcast.
Yeah, he has.
He loves it. It's called A Sandwich and Some Lovin', because all a man needs to keep him happy is a sandwich and some lovin'.
Yeah.
And so we recorded one last night, and we've been having fun. We've been recording them on while we're doing Facebook Live, so people can actually see us in his little mini man room.
Well, we'll give you a little preview of what you can expect. Because last week, Alan, he sang to you.
He sang. Well, what happens is we were talking about in last week's podcast was about how you have to keep dating each other even after you're married.
That's right.
You have to keep dating each other. And he had surprised me with a date. And I love, it's kind of, I'm kind of contradicting myself. I love being surprised, but I hate surprises. So, okay.
I'm so confused.
Here's the reasoning.
Okay.
If you tell me you've got a surprise for me, that drives me nuts. Because now it's going to drive me nuts trying to figure out what it is.
Okay.
You know, if it's a surprise date.
Oh, you explain it in the clip.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I
don't Alan loves to surprise me. Here's the thing about me and surprises. I love being surprised as long as I don't know you're going to surprise me. Does that make sense? If you tell me I've got a surprise for you, then that bugs the crap out of me, because now I'm going to be like, what is it? And then I get kind of irritable. But if you just surprise me out of the blue without telling me, that's fine. I love surprises.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
really goes against what I just said about not loving surprises. I love being surprised when I don't know I'm about to be surprised.
There are some surprises, like when I proposed to Kelly, that I just keep to myself and nobody knows. And she had no idea until the very end. And then, bam.
Loved it.
Surprise.
But Alan decided to tell me that he had a surprise for me for our date on Saturday.
There are others where I plan a surprise, and then about 24 hours before, I'll say, hey, I got a surprise for you tomorrow.
And I'll be like, what is it?
And then I won't tell her.
He won't tell me. But then he doesn't just not tell me. He sings about not telling me. Sing your song.
No.
Sing it. These are our family and friends listening, and we're all in the circle of trust. I want y'all to hear what I have to listen to nonstop until the surprise is granted. Go.
It's because it usually is around Christmas, but it... You're gonna really
wasn't
make me...
Christmas yesterday, the other day when you were singing it.
He goes, dun 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 dun. I know something that you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Ho 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 ho. It's that.
Now sing it in the voice you really sing it in, because he's trying to sound.
Not gonna do that.
He's trying to sound all good for the podcast. Now sing it like you really sing it. For me and the kids.
I'd have to have a nip of rip to do that.
Do it. Just do it. Come on.
And I know something.
Here you go.
That you don't know. Ho, 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 ho.
He sings that over and over and over again.
Oh, man.
Okay?
For like 24 hours.
It's really annoying.
I've got something in. You don't know.
Drives me nuts.
Oh, I can't wait for us to have something on the show coming up that we can surprise you with, so we can sing that song.
Trey, we need that bit. We need that clip in and out of every segment for the rest of the show today.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter because you're not a surprise. But that's what drives me nuts.
A little taste from last night. Kelly, were you throwing a little shade before the podcast?
I don't know. What'd you pull from last night's podcast?
This.
Talking to your mic, babe.
Oh, she's on Kid TV.
Testies, 1, 2. Testies,
that
1, 2.
That is the oldest joke in the world. So old, which is why you do it. That's not funny at all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not funny.
Testies, 1, 2.
It's not funny. I've been in radio my whole life.
I know.
Tell me that's not funny.
Well, I'm sorry. It's funny to me.
All right. Yeah, because you've been in radio a minute. You've been in podcasting.
Wow. Hey. I just got the SmackDown.
Yeah, no, you know what? You and I have been in podcasting the exact same amount of time, baby. We were on even playing ground.
Sunny with a chance of shade at the Raspberry Manor this weekend.
You've been on radio for a minute.
Yeah.
That was pre-podcast report recording. I don't know. They might leave it on the podcast. I don't know.
Probably.
But the new podcast will be out this Thursday around 10 o'clock Central. But you can get all the old podcasts if you go to iTunes or Google Play and look for A Sandwich and Some Lovin'.
Boom.
They want a sandwich and they want a little lovin'.
Along with the other podcasts we have, including the one from White Cheddar and our boy Capitelli.
Yeah.
The Fat Guy Handbook.
Yeah, that's
pretty
a
good
fun one too.
It's a pretty good one. I might be joining them for one.
They actually record it while they're eating.
Yeah. Of course they
text,
do.
From the text, I just fell in love with Al.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Know. He's so cute.
Yeah, you
we
did.
We love him. We love Al.
All right, it's time to get to some advice. Love letters to Kelly. We do it every Wednesday and on Mondays as well. We got your letters coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know something that you don't know. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah. That's right.
It's trending on iTunes right now, Kelly.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Currently number 8. Hopefully we can get it number 1.
Number 8 with a bullet.
Yeah. From the text, Alan has made my mornings. Everybody going back to school, Danielle wrote us and said, listening all the way from Nashville, starting my first day of classes at Belmont today, and I'm starting with y'all on the app. Even though I'm 11 hours from home, I can still listen to you guys. Love you.
I know a couple kids going to Belmont.
What,
oh, really?
Nashville?
Yeah.
Connect them. Connect Danielle with friends.
The hoag.
Yes. Kelly and Alan have a new podcast coming out today.
No,
tomorrow.
Today's
tomorrow. Tomorrow.
The old ones are up there.
Every
Thursday.
Play
catch up.
Yeah. And Kelly also happens to be our resident love expert.
Mm-hmm.
You write letters to us. Kelly solves your relationship issues in a segment we call
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. What are you doing? Yes, I am.
We're alifying it.
I'm a 29-year-old guy who has only been in a couple of semi-serious relationships. After being single for over 2 years following a rough breakup that I initiated, I've gone on a few dates lately with a girl who I share a number of common interests. However, I'm plagued by doubt. Am I ready to be in a relationship again? I know dating's awkward at first, and I'm probably just projecting my previous relationship onto the new relationship. Are these feelings normal? I've been accused of overanalyzing stuff like this before, but I'd appreciate your input, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, you just got burned, so you're a little cautious second time around. Mm-hmm. But if you can just find a way just to be in the moment and not bring, you know, judgments from your past relationship onto this poor girl, and just enjoy it for what it is. This may or may not work out, but you know what? You learn from each relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as long as you can continue to grow, you're just getting one step closer to finding the woman you're going to spend the rest of your life with, I hope.
And that person isn't the old person. Remember that. You know, because sometimes you want to make that new person at least have some characteristics of the old person.
Right.
At
like
least
you
the stuff
jump,
that you like.
Jump on them like you
the
expect
you
it
like.
To be.
Yeah.
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 And it's a different person.
Love letters.
Oh. Loud.
Love letters to Kelly.
Okay.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a single 33-year-old mom of a 10-year-old. About 3 years ago, I met my current boyfriend who has 2 kids with his ex-wife. He asked me to move in and everything has been great. I work full-time and he's also financially helpful, which is something I've longed for in a partner. He pays child support for a 10 and 14-year-old. And recently, a woman has popped up into our lives claiming that her 5-year-old child is his and will be taking him to court.
Did you shout out, Big Al?
And will be taking him to court for child support. Well. He had no idea this alleged child existed. I'm not in it for the money, but the reality is this is ruining my dreams of wanting to be a mother again with a new baby. Please help me. It's making me question my whole relationship. Do I really want to put up with him paying 18 additional years of child support? Ashley.
Okay, Ashley, is it about the money or is it about being with the man you love? I mean, this is, your dream was to have somebody help you pay the bills? That was her dream? I mean, yeah, it's nice to have somebody that helps share the financial burden, but that's not your dream relationship, is just somebody to help pay the bills.
She said she wanted to have another baby with him, possibly.
Well, you can still have another baby. I mean, you still can. You can make it work.
Yeah.
I mean, why are you in this? It seems like it's all about the money.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, I guess she's trying to say that the new baby is going to be taking some household income.
It is going to be taking some of the household income, but, you know, people find a way to make it work. Look at that TV show where they have like 27 children.
The Duggars?
They keep having them, and people find a way to afford to have kids. I mean, the whole premise of this letter is your relationship's built on him splitting the bills with you, which that just makes me feel bad. I mean, a lot about the situation makes me feel bad. But the fact that you're worried about him paying child support and,
yeah,
I don't know, you make concessions, you budget, you figure it out.
True
I
that.
I don't know. Why are you with him? I guess that's my question.
Because he helps her pay the bills.
Okay, that's what she says. My dream was I found somebody to help me pay the bills. Wow.
Which is something she had
longed
for.
My dream was to find somebody that was a partner in life and you can have fun and share the good times and support you during the bad times.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Not just financially, but emotionally. And bug the crap out of you with a silly song, you know?
That's
love. But I'd miss that song if it was gone, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, never base your relationships on money.
On child support.
Yeah, never do that.
And I hope he's going to, you know, get the blood test and make sure it's this kid. I mean, you know, but he's got to do the right thing if it is.
Right. Right, Big Al?
Shout out.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Okay, well, yeah, Jason.
See, it's getting old. It's getting old, isn't it?
I forgot about it.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend and I have been together for 3 years. We are 26. And when I asked her dad for his blessing for marriage, he said, "Don't you think you're both too young?" I replied, "No, I've never been more sure of anything ever."
Good answer.
He smirked and said, "Okay, but if you guys end up in financial trouble, I won't feel sorry for you guys." Now, he's never been a jerk to me before, so I was caught way off guard. Do you think I should tell my girlfriend about his comments or keep it to myself? Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm still proposing. That's from Keaton.
Keep it to yourself, Keaton. Mm. People say stuff. You know, you can't. That just keep that one to yourself. And he didn't give you his blessing. It's just, you know, he's kind of looking side-eye. He probably thinks 26 is a little young, but you know what? A lot of 20-something-year-olds get married, and they have long, lovely, happy lives together.
Exactly.
A lot of 30-somethings get married. They're divorced within 2 or 3 years, pointing the finger at me. Age doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a successful marriage.
And look at it. You'll be engaged maybe for a year.
Yeah, a year or two maybe. But, yeah, don't try to cause problems.
No.
Where they're,
between a daddy and a daughter.
That was a man-to-man conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Let that, you know.
I've been in relationships where one or both of the parents didn't particularly care for me.
Uh-huh.
For one reason or another.
Yeah. Shout out.
But I never ever, I think I can say this and be 100% truthful. I never ever told the girl about whatever it was.
And
usually in a situation like that, the family is going to be before the relationship.
Yeah.
Usually. So, yeah, I knew nothing good was going to come of it. Okay, say if she does side with me, then I've just put a wedge between her and her parent or parents. So,
yeah, just don't say anything.
No.
Just let that be your man-to-man conversation.
Yeah.
You propose and hope you have a wonderful wedding and a happy life together.
Boom.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married for 13 years, and we've been together since high school. While we've had some good times, our relationship has never been that great. Our main issue is my weight. We've had so many fights about it that, honestly, I've lost all hope and have become apathetic in our relationship. I can say with certainty that if we did not have children, I would want a divorce, which leads me to my biggest issue. He's a wonderful father and would no doubt want 50-50 custody of our two young children. While I know this is a good thing, the idea of not spending every day and night with my children is almost unbearable. I've stayed this long because I don't want to split our family apart and lose precious time with them. How did you deal with this, Kelly? Please help me come to terms with going our separate ways and accepting that my kids will not be with me half the time. I guess she's already decided.
Oh, okay.
How do I accept that my kids will not be with me half of the time? I cry every time I think about it. Oh, Jennifer.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But that's going to be life, right?
But that, you know, a lot of people do it, and you just figure it out, and you cry, and then you fill your time with interesting things and hobbies. But I guess you've already made up your mind. There's no salvaging it. Are you 1 foot out the door?
So like the first
half, I can do to convince you to stay?
The first half of the letter was like, if I do it, then the second half of the letter,
out.
She's like, I've already decided.
It's like as she was writing it, she
yeah.
she made up her mind.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it isn't a lot of fun if you don't have a supportive spouse who encourages you to live a healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking that he makes fun of your jiggly thighs? Are you 100 or more pounds overweight and it's a health issue? I mean, there's maybe some honest conversations you need to have with yourself about your weight. But, I mean, it doesn't help when somebody's not supportive in that area. So if you're leaving because he's giving you problems with your weight, I don't know if that's really a great reason to leave a marriage. Because you'll have an issue over if there's a lot of other issues.
Well, as a man,
it doesn't make it a lot of fun.
That's not his place to say anything, do you think? If she's actively trying, which sounds like she
is. I don't know this couple, and I don't know.
We don't know if she is or if she's happy with her weight.
Yeah, if she's happy and comfortable where she is, here's the situation like I have experienced in just in my own Kelly Raspberry, now Evans, life.
All right.
I complain. And the poor man in my life has to listen to it.
Right.
And I, but you know what he sees me doing? Nothing about it.
Yeah, do
but
something.
You know what else I do? I complain while I eat some more. And men are finally like, if you're going to complain, why don't you just do something about it or just don't say anything?
Yeah.
You're not supportive of me.
Right.
You don't have blah, 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 you know. So I'm just telling you what Kelly Raspberry Evans' experience has been in that situation.
And you see yourself doing that.
I know I do that.
Yeah.
So you know what Kelly Raspberry Evans did?
What?
She got on an app that taught her how to count calories, and she lost the weight, and she got into her wedding dress. But you know what happened after the wedding?
What?
She gained all that weight back, and she did it to herself. But she knows that she can do it.
Is she complaining
again? Everything else was an excuse. Everything in my life was an excuse when I know I can do it.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
Right.
But now I'm back on my app.
And then you
because I want to fit in that cute little dress I bought when I was skinny for 2 minutes after I got married. But you know what? I also have a husband that just kind of is like, baby, you're just creamy. You're just creamy. And I'm like, you know, that's fine. Yes, he calls me creamy.
Skin color?
And a lot of women would be like, I can't believe you call me creamy. You're so not bad. You know what? I am creamy.
Exactly.
I am creamy. I'm sorry, but I'm not leading my husband over it.
That's going to be in the Christmas.
Right.
I don't even know. So I'm not saying leave your husband because you have a weight issue. Take an honest look at yourself and the relationship and see if it's worth saving. Otherwise, if you're going to get divorced, I promise you'll get through it.
I can't wait.
A lot of other people have done it.
Can't wait for the yogurt line creamy raspberry.
I am creamy.
Back to school.
There you go, Kelly.
Oh, man. That's love letters to Kelly.
And that right there is the Kid Nation school bus.
Yep.
Meaning you pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you're the 23rd caller, you will jump on that bus. We'll hook you up with the ultimate lunchbox. $400 to Home Depot, Office Depot. We'll set you up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school. It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Oh, the Kid Nation school bus is here with an ultimate lunchbox. Danya, how you doing?
Oh, oh my God. Good, good.
Good? How many kids you got?
Two.
Two kids. Uh-huh. Congratulations. You just scored yourself an ultimate lunchbox.
Oh, my God.
Well, we'll tell you what you won. You won an exclusive Kid Craddock Morning Show lunchbox that only very few people get to have.
You still excited?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh,
and inside of that lunchbox, we're going to stuff it with a $400 gift card to Office Depot, Office Max, so you can go take care of that back-to-school shopping for your kids.
Oh, my God. This is so crazy.
What are you doing right now?
Oh, I'm so glad you are.
I'm in the parking lot at Ralph's. I can't drive.
The parking lot at where?
Oh, my God. He's in the caller already. He lied to me.
Hey, Justin was setting you up.
Oh, my God.
She didn't know that she was a winner.
This is awesome.
I love you.
I never get through. This is so cool.
I love you. I love you.
Your laugh is contagious.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, my God, forever. And yes, I am Cajun. I'm from down the bayou.
Oh, yeah, Danya.
Oh. All right, then.
Done you wish your boyfriend was hot. Hey, how old are your kids?
I have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old. I have a first grader.
Oh,
very sweet.
How
very
many
sweet.
Tears were shed when the 6-year-old went back to school?
Oh, he was ready. I was glad. He was ready to go back to school.
Yeah, the happy tears, Danya.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on for us. You get to talk to Justin again. He'll set you up with your lunchbox and your $400 gift card to Office Depot, okay?
Oh, my God. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, baby. You brought joy to my heart today.
That's a great winner right there. That's how you win, Big Al, man.
I love her.
You get your shot to be like Danya tomorrow morning. We'll have another lunchbox for you, another ultimate lunchbox.
Real quick, Kelly, before we move on, people on the text are asking what app you use to count calories. Like several people are asking.
My Fitness Pal.
Yeah,
it's really good. You can put in your starting weight and your goal weight.
Yeah.
And then you put how much weight you want to lose per week. And don't be crazy. Don't put 5 pounds. But you, I did like, I started off at 1 and then I did 1.5. So you can kind of play with that. And then you track your calories. And it's really cool because there's so many people on this app that 99% of what you eat is going to be in the app already.
Perfect.
And they even have a barcode where, like, what you're eating has a little barcode on it, you can scan the barcode. It puts all the calories in there for you.
Cool.
Tells you how many you have left for the day. If you exercise, it gives you extra calories to eat that day.
Yeah, because Kelly had
my favorite one, MyFitnessPal, and it's free. You can pay for the upgrade, but why?
So Kelly had like 400 calories left over last night.
I had 400 calories left over last night after. It was like, wow, you know, what am I going to do? Because if you don't eat enough calories, it fusses at you.
Yeah, you have to eat
so
calories.
So I chose to drink them.
There you go.
I had it because, you know, in this app, it doesn't fuss at you about, you know, carb count and stuff. Because naturally, if you're cutting calories, you're going to naturally cut carbs anyway, unless all you do is sit and eat potato chips all day. So anyway, it works for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I do it, if I do it,
conscious of the proportions of food that you're eating, because that's what gets out of hand.
Yeah. People think, like, I assumed I wasn't eating a lot, and I'm like, I just can't lose weight. I've tried everything. I'm just not losing weight. I don't hardly eat. And then I got on the app and started tracking my calories, and guess what happened?
What?
The weight started coming off.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Did the menu items on Blue Apron, because I know we use Blue Apron a lot. Now we have I use the two-person meal plan.
Yeah.
But you have how many people in your family now?
Well, we have, you know, 6 of us.
Right.
But we do just the two for me
just
and
for
Alan.
The adults.
Yeah.
That's what we do at our house too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Blue Apron thing, it's really cool because Blue Apron, if you go to blueapron.com, they will deliver food to your house. It'll be sitting there waiting on your doorstep when you get home.
In ice. Nice dry ice.
Yes.
So it keeps it nice and cold.
Yeah, so don't worry if you're at work. It's going to be nice set up. It's not going to go bad because they have so much ice in there that it could last you all day long.
You know what my mother loves best about Blue Apron?
What?
Is the cute little bottles of, like, the vinegar and the little wine that come with it.
We started saving them.
It's so adorable because they give you the, you know, there's nothing more frustrating if a recipe calls for tarragon or something. You don't have tarragon.
Nah.
All you need is 1/8 of a teaspoon, but you have to go buy a jug of tarragon to make one recipe.
Mm.
So that's the thing is Blue Apron sends you the exact amount in the cutest little packages you'll ever, like a little splash of wine in this little wine bottle. It's adorable.
And all you got to do is follow the directions. They even give you little check marks. You can check them off to make sure that you hit everything that they're asking you to do. What's that?
There are videos you can follow.
There's videos
along
on their YouTube. There's an app you can download if you want to check it out on there. BlueApron.com/kid if you want to try the first 3 meals on us and get yourself a gift every single week.
Free shipping.
Of restaurant style food. I mean, this tastes delicious. BlueApron.com/kid.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
You can have whatever you like.
Yeah, whatever Wednesday. Meaning you can ask us whatever you would like to ask us. Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Anything.
Anything. Big Al Mac just brought up that the lottery is up to $700 million.
Mm. I think I might throw down a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$500 million didn't get it from me, but $700 million. Yeah, I'll go ahead and put in on it.
I might buy one today.
I go back and forth on it. Hey, I will say a tip that someone gave me I told you guys about the other day.
Yeah.
You know, I've been struggling to open bottles at home. I'm independent in every way except I can't open things by myself.
Yeah.
So someone snapped me an example of you put the lid of the bottle or whatever you can't open. For me, it was that dream water into the back of a doorway and you close the door on it and then you can use both hands, you know, to turn it or even just one. It has worked. Every time.
So you don't need no man.
I don't need no... Well, I mean, I do for other things. It'd be cool. But but yes, it's really helpful for someone that doesn't have a strong grip.
Perfect. Yeah, you could do that. Maybe you'll do a video. Have you showed how to do it? You did it on Snapchat, right?
A tutorial.
No, that was just me whacking it in frustration.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you were fighting it.
Huh.
Yeah. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text... If I won $700 million, first things first, I would go and eat and drink as much as I can of donuts and milk and then go take a number 2 on my boss's desk. Anonymous guy from Thailand.
Oh, my god!
Wow, so I guess you don't like your boss very
much. Can you still do that without winning the lottery?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Why would you read that?
Because now you'd be like the embarrassing rich guy. You know, you'd be the guy that did that. Yeah, don't do that. Just take your millions and go. We said that if we won the lottery, we'd hook each other up.
Yeah,
for sure.
Natasha doesn't think we would. Don't believe your friends you work with. We'll give you money if they win the lottery. I sold the $365 million ticket to a coworker in Marshall, Missouri when I worked at break time. Right before he bought the ticket, he promised me that if he won, he'd give me $1 million. I really thought he would do it. Haven't heard one thing from him after that day.
Nope. That
Natasha.
Happens.
Yeah.
That's
money,
pretty cool that
money
you.
Money does change people.
You touched the ticket that was worth $365 million.
Yeah. Wow. Need to get that in writing. So, JC, I need you to put that in writing today. Yeah,
you know I would. I would give you guys
money. Well, you've said it on the radio, but I don't know.
And I bet if a member of Kid Nation happens to win tonight, that they would
break us off.
Break us off a couple hundred.
100,000?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I take that.
Bucks.
I take anything. I have two kids. I'm broke. Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. You have a question for Whatever Wednesday, huh?
I do. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I love all of you. And I heard a couple times during the intro that somebody French kissed an uncle, and I would love to know the backstory on that one.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I have not kissed an uncle.
How about Uncle Daddy?
Yeah, yeah. Kelly, you want to handle this one while I sit down?
Yeah.
It was me. It wasn't. It was just like, it was an uncle who'd had a little bit too much to drink.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you think it'd be really funny that went to kiss everybody. We're loving people in the South. We hug and kiss each other goodbye.
That's what you call it. Okay.
We had to give him sugar on his cheek, and he turned his head and stuck his tongue in it. It was very quick.
What was it like after? Did he laugh?
I didn't think it was funny at all.
Did it taste like cigar?
I think it's funny.
Did it taste like uncle?
I didn't think it was funny at all.
Did it taste like uncle?
It was a poor joke on my uncle's part.
Yeah. There you go, Jamie. It was Kelly Raspberry who kissed the uncle on the returns.
Okay. Now I know.
Now you know, Jamie. Thank you for calling.
It's a very painful part of my family history. Apparently, my aunt doesn't think that's funny when I tell that story.
But you know what? It happened.
It happened.
We can't let go of our history. Hi, Keaton.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. So you have Whatever Wednesday for Kelly as well, huh?
I do. I found out that me and Kelly are fifth cousins.
Fifth cousins?
What's your name again?
Keaton.
Keaton.
Last name. Oh. Keaton what?
Yeah, I was Jones.
Keaton
How
Jones.
How are we related?
Well, I looked on Ancestry.com, and I've always seen, like, raspberries in my family, like, tree. And I just kept on clicking and clicking, and it was, like, direct from Mullen, South Carolina.
How about that?
So you did the Ancestry.com thing, and because you did that, you found out Kelly Raspberry is your aunt.
Our fifth cousin.
Our cousin, I mean.
Close.
Wow.
Yeah, I was born in Mullins.
How about that?
When are you going to come meet your cousin?
I don't know. She might fly out there today.
She's rich, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might break you off a little something in the wheel.
Hey, there we go.
Can Keaton stay at the manor, Cody?
Absolutely. Yeah. Family is family.
Yeah, Keaton, let us know when you come visit your cousin.
It's about to have all of South Carolina come stay
family
in the manor.
Family is always welcome.
Nice to meet you, Keaton.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, buddy. That's cool.
Isn't that fun?
Sound like
well, you know what? I'm probably related to a lot of people. My daddy was the baby of 12.
Whoa.
And it's really sad. There's only four left.
Oh, wow.
Out of the 12?
Yeah. There were four girls, eight boys. There are three boys and one girl left.
Eight boys. Where did your dad fall in there?
He was the baby.
He was the baby.
Baby of 12, yeah.
Wow.
Mr. Raspberry. He's very wise for being the baby of the family. Usually they're the ones that are babied the whole time.
Well, he was babied.
Was he?
Well, yeah, he was babied.
Yeah, I would never guess.
You have 11 siblings, older siblings, to learn stuff from, though.
Yeah, he was an uncle the day he was born.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because his older, you know, his other older brothers and sisters have gone off and gotten married and had babies by then.
I'm older than some of my uncles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Nicolette?
Hello?
No, Nicolette?
One more try.
Okay.
Sorry, Nicolette.
Well, all right, Nicolette.
We tried.
She wanted to tell us that she chewed her food 22 times, said it works.
Oh, maybe she was still chewing.
That's what it was. Hey, Carol.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday, Carol.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad to be talking to y'all. I love you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
We love you, too. So what's your
question? I've been listening. Oh, I'm sorry.
What's your question?
Well, I want to know when you guys are going to do a new photo shoot. I've been looking at your picture for years now. The same picture.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do. It's well, just a lot to organize, but we should realistically do a new one every year of the group since we change appearance.
Well, the thing is, speaking for myself, I'm not getting any better looking.
Right. Shout out.
So I kind of like the old pictures. I can, oh, man, look at that. Look at that little young whippersnapper right there.
Why don't
there.
We just edit in? Because I think I'm peaking, so then I'm not going to get any better either. Right, so let's just edit in.
Yeah, you take one, and we'll just Photoshop it in with
yeah,
the rest of
yeah, let's just keep out. Everyone choose their best year, and then we'll right. put it together.
I just feel like I look the same, and I feel like that's
you
fine.
You don't. You got, like, some more hairs,
my hair's,
on your face.
And my hair's a little bit different, and my face is growing a little bit more facial action, but I don't like picture taking.
Yeah,
it takes all day.
Yeah, but
it is a beating.
And I look stupid every time I look at them.
But it looks fresh no. when we update them.
Yeah. Maybe the girls will do it, Carol, and then we'll Photoshop
okay.
them in. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get you some new girl pictures.
It really is.
I think you have a great idea, Carol.
It's an all-day commitment.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My
just,
gosh, you
it's
guys.
Just like, and it's just, you don't know what to do in front of the camera. It's just awkward. It's just, I feel awful. I don't like it.
So that's why.
That's yeah. why.
And Carol, I've been meaning to talk to a Carol about this because all the memes now where girls are trying to be, they're trying to be snappy. They're like, I'll do it when I feel like doing it, Carol. They always pick a Carol name. How do you feel about that?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, your name is picked the one to be like snappy towards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I'll eat when I feel like eating, Carol. Everything on Twitter is directed at Carol's.
Who's Carol?
Yeah, it's like, why Carol?
We're finally talking to Carol.
Yeah. So, sorry about that, Carol, if you don't like that. Apparently, Carol hasn't seen it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, I found this new app, you guys.
Huh.
This is perfect for parents.
Okay.
Since we're doing Whatever Wednesday right now. Perfect for parents, or if you have that pesky boyfriend that never answers his phone. And then he
gosh.
Goes, oh, baby, I didn't hear the phone ring. I didn't
Some
hear it.
Stalker situation.
Yeah. So this dad created an app. His name's Nick, and he lives out in London. It's called Reply ASAP. Right now, you can only get it on your Android, but they're going to get it on iOS pretty soon. So what this does is you send the text through that app, and it'll go to his son's phone because he was not responding to any of my texts. I didn't know where he was. I started getting frantic about wherever I thought he was always kidnapped or something. So when he sends his text, a crazy loud alarm goes off on his phone, even if it's set on silent, and it will
really?
Not be turned off until he reads the text. So that way,
you can't. There's no more excuse. I didn't see the text.
There's no more excuse. So now he knows, and it'll send a receipt to the dad saying, "Okay, the alarm has been turned off."
We cannot. This takes excuses away from guys.
Your son has been taken.
You don't need this because we say, "Hey, baby, I didn't see the text." Hey, baby, I didn't see the text. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see the text.
Yeah.
That takes that power away from us.
It's pretty smart. For 99 cents, you buy it and you can gift it to someone. Obviously, the person you want to send the text to.
I'm going to have my girlfriend calling. She told me about a horrifying incident where her girlfriend was saved from sex trafficking.
Whoa!
She went out to a club and this man and woman
yeah.
approached her, drugged her, took her away. The girl came out of the bathroom. Her friend's gone. All of her friends started doing that thing where you can find my friend.
Find your friend.
And the people must have realized what happened. They dumped the girl and left her.
Wow.
I have to get her to come.
Yeah, can we get her on? That's a crazy story.
Yeah, it's really scary
see, that's
stuff
the thing.
That's
you want to be tracked.
You want to be, people say, you don't track me, don't track me. But sometimes it can save your life.
When it's life-threatening, yeah.
Did we ever hear back from that model in London that got kidnapped and then it started unraveling?
Have they busted her yet?
No, not yet.
I need to look that up. I haven't done any research
on that. I haven't checked that out. But anyways, that's called Reply ASAP. It's on Android right now and then hopefully on iOS soon.
All right.
For the girlfriends who have that boyfriend or if you have kids, you want to make sure you got a hold of them.
All right.
We got Amanda on the phone right now. Amanda, where are you going?
I'm actually on my way to court.
You're going to court?
Oh.
What'd you do?
Yeah. I didn't do anything. I'm being sued for a lawnmower.
Sued for a lawnmower?
Shout out.
you borrowed a lawnmower and didn't take it back or what?
No, it's a friend of the family, basically, and he insisted. I called him up and asked him if there was any way that I could borrow his lawnmower at his home, and he said, well, they have them at Lowe's for X amount of money, and He insisted that I go up there and get it, even after telling him I didn't have any money.
Wow.
So, and so, like, the bill was due on the 28th of July, and he filed suit on the 31st.
Oh, he didn't give you a cushion there. Over a lawnmower.
Oh.
So.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, hey, let us know how that goes, though. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of anybody having to go to court over a lawnmower.
Yeah, you don't watch a lot of Judge Judy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, keep us posted on that. We'll have a recap of the court hearing. Hi, Alex.
Hey. So you have a question for you.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay, so we always play this game with my family.
Okay.
What kind of dog do you think each other would be?
Oh.
What type of breed?
Okay. I would have to say what I think Kelly, Jenna, and Al would be?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Because it never works when you say what type of dog you think you are, because then everyone disagrees, because clearly you think you're the best dog.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely a pug.
Yeah, Jenna would be pug.
Everyone keeps telling me I look like my dog, which I think is really mean, but I'm going to accept it.
Yeah, but the pugs are really friendly and funny.
And weird.
And weird. And you're funny and weird.
I guess I have a little pug nose.
Yeah. And Al, I think you'd be like a golden retriever.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Smart and lovable.
Yeah, lovable. Likes to go outside and run around and be goofy.
I think Al's a beagle.
A beagle?
A beagle. Why?
Why beagle?
I don't know, because they just have these, I don't know. I just want to pet beagles, and they seem like they're always just kind of, running around, running into stuff, not really sure what they're doing.
Okay.
I don't know. They're lovable.
Kelly, I would go with, like a poodle.
Really?
Yeah.
Poodles are very smart, and they don't shed.
Very smart. Sure. Yeah, you don't shed. And,
thanks,
I see you. Very regal.
JC, I'd go with you as a Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua?
Oh, yeah, the whole Mexican thing.
Because they wear tiny clothes.
Aww.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.